Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report on Spirit-Led Living. Today, I'm doing something I've never done before. I'm going to invite you to contact me about becoming a Charisma Insider. I'm also going to just open up and share my heart a little bit about what's going on at Charisma Magazine and Charisma Media, and I want you involved. And I'm also going to tell you the story about Ryan Howard and how he responded to one of my podcasts. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, and I'm just sharing from my heart today. I don't have a guest, as I often do. It'll be interesting for me to see how many downloads I get to this compared to when I have some kind of famous guest or some kind of controversial topic. But, you know, recently I was at the Reawaken America tour, and after I spoke, I signed books, and I had a lot of nice people come by, and a lot of them said nice things. But one lady thanked me that my podcast helped change her life. And I was interested. I asked her how this happened, and she said that I'd done a podcast about Gateway Church in Dallas, Texas. Now, Robert Morris is the pastor. He's a longtime friend of mine, and I did a podcast with him some time ago. In fact, you can look it up on the Charisma Podcast Network. All of my 800 and some podcasts are in order, going backwards, and on our website, you can actually do a search. And she said because of that, she checked out Gateway Church, and her life has been enormously changed, and she's fulfilled as a person. She's come to faith in Christ, and she just wanted to thank me. That meant so much to me because in the kind of media we do, first of all, with Charisma Magazine, going back to 1975, and Charisma's still going strong. In fact, I got the new issue in my office the day that I'm recording this, and we have thousands and tens of thousands of subscribers. In fact, if you don't subscribe to Charisma, I'd like to invite you to go on my website, stevestrangbooks.com, and you can subscribe. I really, really want the people that listen to my podcast and hear my voice, in a manner of speaking, no pun intended, to also read Charisma. But I also want to connect with you. And I'm going to tell you the story about Ryan Howard. Ryan sent me an email. And only once or twice before have I asked listeners to send me emails. And I actually need to go back and find that podcast and remember what I did. But I asked people to give me feedback on the podcast to info@charismamedia.com. That goes to our internet department, and they passed along to me. And so I got this email from Ryan. He told me that he lives in Iowa, which got my attention. He told me he was running for the state legislature, which got my attention. He told me that he enjoyed my podcast, he enjoyed Charisma Magazine. And when I get letters like this, especially when I ask for them, I try to respond in some way. But I was particularly interested to respond to Ryan because he lives in Cedar Falls and Waterloo, Iowa. There's kind of like a small metroplex there of the two towns. And when I was in elementary school, my father pastored a church in the same county. And I have very fond memories of those couple of years that we lived in Black Hawk County, Iowa. And so I wrote him back and I said, "You won't believe this." And he was quite interested because the church, which is in a little town called Hudson, which I didn't think anyone had ever heard of, was actually in his district. So our email exchange was followed up with a phone call. I found out more about his run. I actually did a podcast with him. Now he has a podcast, interestingly. He's really passionate about getting Christian business people to see their businesses actually as a mission field and as their ministry. And then as time went on, I actually invited him to join a small invitation-only group of younger businessmen, kind of between 35 and 45, who are passionate for Jesus and want to have kind of an iron sharpening iron kind of experience. And so we have actually become friends. He traveled down to Orlando where I live, brought his beautiful young wife and newborn son with him. They were guests in my home, and I've been able to interact with him in other ways. And I'm telling you that story because in a very similar way on a podcast, I asked him to respond. Now, I want to be clear. I can't promise or even offer that people who respond this time are going to get invited to my home. There was a certain event, and he was invited to the event, and it happened to be in my home. You can understand when you deal with tens of thousands of people, I don't want to leave any false impression, but I have decided to start something that I'm calling the Charisma Insider. I want a group of about 25 to 50 people who I can bounce things off of, ideas for articles, sometimes even layouts, when we have a layout for a cover or a book or something. Or even as I'm starting to work on my own new book at the beginning of 2022, I would like to be able to bounce things off. So what I'd like you to do is to just write me an email and kind of tell me why you'd like to be a part of the Charisma Insider group. Now, it's not going to cost anything. In fact, you'll be doing me a favor. We will probably set up some Zoom calls and interact that way. We're going to develop it step by step. My first step was to decide to do this, of course, and to record this podcast. Later on, as things develop, and as I finish my book and so forth, I'm going to be doing some more of this with some insider groups that we would charge money for. It'd be more of an influencer group where I would train and mentor. We would have webinars that you could subscribe to. I have a long history of mentoring people. In fact, this group that Ryan Howard is in, which we call the Gold Exchange, it is absolutely unknown. I don't even know if I've ever talked about it on a podcast. It is invitation only. It's a very private group. It's a confidential group where people can bring their issues and discuss them with a group of people who can be objective, who are concerned about them, but will speak truth in a way that sometimes your own staff, sometimes your own attorney or CPA won't really be honest with you about some of the decisions you have to face. We called it Gold Exchange because it stands for Group of Loyal Disciples. Actually, it stands for Group of Lifetime Disciples. I guess it could stand for either, couldn't it? But the idea is that we have to be disciples our entire life. I do it because I am giving back. I have had some people sow into my life. I've had some mentors. In fact, one of my mentors, Doug Weed, died just this week. And I'd actually done several podcasts with him. You can look them up on the Charisma Podcast Network. I will be doing a tribute to him soon. But he made a huge difference in my life, particularly when I was in my 20s. And I'm just telling you that I had other great mentors like Jamie Buckingham. In more recent days, Jack Hayford. I've developed a whole kind of teaching on mentoring. And, you know, by God's grace in the process, I've become influential. I was a newspaper reporter making less than $10,000 a year, didn't know anyone, didn't know business, got the idea to do a small magazine when I was 24 years old. And a number of years later, probably 25 years later, Time Magazine did a story on the 25 most influential evangelicals in America, and I was shocked that they picked me. The article's actually online. By God's grace, I understand that I do have influence. Whenever I talk about it, I'm quick to acknowledge that they could have picked another 25 influential evangelicals and been just as accurate. You know, it's very, very subjective. And then recently, the New York Times did a full-page article on me, and I've said very little about it because, number one, I didn't want to brag, and number two, I didn't want it to go to my head, but number three, it wasn't really that positive, although someone told me that considering who the New York Times is and what they stand for and what I stand for, it was probably about as positive as it could be. But, you know, there's a lot of things that I can share, and I've been thinking about it and praying about it, and I think that the response that I get from the Charisma Insider group and as things develop, I think that the Lord will show me kind of what I need to do in the future. So these are some of the kinds of things that you can help me decide on. I'm interested in some people in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s. And dare I say it, 60s. I want some men and women. I want people from different groups. Most of my listeners are probably Spirit-filled Christians because, you know, Charisma is the magazine about Spirit-led living. And I say that my podcast is to inspire people to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. I want people who've read my books, people that have read Charisma magazine. I want different segments of the body of Christ, the Catholic Charismatics, the Latino Pentecostals, the African American church, you know, as they call it sometimes, or there's a lot of African Americans in the Word of Faith movement. I'm just kind of randomly mentioning different people, and I hope that it resonates with different people because I don't get the chance to just talk to regular people very often. You know, I'm surrounded mostly by, you know, people on my staff, authors, customers that we have here at Charisma Media. I do travel quite a bit, but you don't really get a chance to talk to people in any depth, even though you do run across people like the lady that I mentioned, or even I've gotten to know Ryan Howard. And I'm hoping that some new relationships will form. So here's what I want you to do. Write me an email at info@charismamedia.com. I may develop another email address, but hey, that one's very, very valid, and I will get the email, and I will reply to you in some way. You know, I really want a representative of the whole body of Christ, and if I politely decline to invite you into this invitation-only insider group, it's probably because I already have a lot of people from, you know, either too many women or too many men or too many people in their 50s or something like that. The Lord will guide me. I am moving forward in faith. I know there are some risks, but I really feel deeply that I need this kind of input. Charisma Media needs this kind of input, especially as we expand on the internet. We're getting ready to totally redo what we do online. We're starting this new Charisma Plus app. We're selling a lot more books direct to the consumer than we did before. And sometimes questions come up about even things like price point. You know, if you're in business, you kind of understand what I'm talking about. But I think personally, I'm most interested in this new book that I'm working on. I want to test some of my ideas. In fact, I may even lecture on some of the chapters before I write them, partly to get it in my own spirit and try to articulate it maybe on some of these Zoom calls that we'll do. So, if you've listened this long, you must have a little bit of interest in becoming a Charisma Insider. I will also tell you I have an idea to have a Charisma Dream 100, probably more leaders that we would probably approach. But it's my way to try to get feedback from people. Listen, I'm doing this to serve. I've been doing this now in some way for 46 years, and I have a renewed passion, a new vision. I think God is taking us some places that Charisma Media and Charisma Magazine has not been before. And as I was preparing to do my podcast today, I just thought, you know what? I'm going to go in the studio and I'm just going to talk to the microphone and just open up my heart and see who responds. It'll be interesting to see how many downloads we get. It'll be interesting to see how many emails I get. So thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. Thank you in advance for responding. I'm believing that the ones that God wants to be in the Charisma Insider Group will respond. Remember, tell me why you want to be a member. Tell me how Charisma has blessed you. Tell me what you think we need to improve. Listen, I don't get a whole lot of those emails, but I got an email not long ago where the guy told us where he thought we were falling short, and I emailed the guy back and actually told him I was thinking about starting this group, and he was actually very nice and said he'd like to be a part of it. I think I will probably send him the link for this podcast and invite him to be in the group. I mean, I don't want just people who are going to pat us on the head. You know, the Bible talks about iron sharpening iron, and that's really what I need personally and what I think that Charisma Media needs. I have a great team. Each of them in their own way contribute to the vision of Charisma. Many of them have feedback mechanisms of their own. They talk to people. You know, the editors, of course, interact a lot. Same could be said with other people in the company. But this is just something that Steve Strang wanted to do. And if it's successful, as I hope it will be, I may bring in some of my other staff. We may try some other different ways. And you know what? If it doesn't work, I'll shut it down. Maybe I'll take this podcast down. I can't think of any podcast I've ever taken down, but you know what? That is possible. So this is my little experiment. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with me this long. And I'll invite you to tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Strang Report, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.